From the Land Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report. It's the 26th day of September, 2022. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, coming to you from the field today in Logan County, Illinois, where I'm helping my brothers harvest the first of the corn crop. During the program today, we'll talk with Kurt Kimmel. He's at agmarket.net. I talked with him a bit earlier. In fact, everybody just a bit early for the day. So no update of the actual commodity markets as they traded in Chicago at the end of the day. But we'll talk about them with Kurt, and then Chad Hart from Iowa State University, agricultural economist, will join us to discuss the upcoming end of the week grain stocks figures and what he thinks about the crop in Iowa. And as we close out our time together, we'll take up the weather forecast to that with Mark Russo. He's at Everstream Analytics, and we'll take up what's happening here in the Midwest, those storms in the Caribbean, and we'll talk about South America as well, all on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is public radio for the farming world.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Well, we are in the middle of our fall fun drive. This is the first weekday of that fun drive, and I'd like you to think about something just a little bit. About not waiting to make a phone call or going online at willgive.org to make your donation in support of the agricultural programming that comes to you from Illinois Public Media. We work really hard here to make sure that you get really good information as it's related to the market, farm policy, agricultural economics, crop sciences, animal sciences, and so much more. The analysts are a great big part of our programming, and so are you, because we're always listening to what you have to say and what you'd like us to talk about on the radio. And we also need you to help out, because about 40% of the budget for Illinois Public Media comes from you, our listeners. If you like the ag programming, if it makes a difference to you, how about making a donation right now at willgive.org or 217-244-9455. Now, this is simple and it's easy to do. You can do that today. Don't wait. Don't make me nervous. By the end of the week, I will be. But today, I'd really like your help because it looks like it's going to be a good year for a lot of farmers. I know the corn here in Logan County is very good today, and I'm hopeful that you'll share some of that wealth at 217-244-9455. Start out at $40. $100 is great. In fact, it's fantastic, because we're in our 100th year of broadcasting from WILL AM 580. That in itself is amazing. And the very first broadcast, April the 6th of 1922, was about turning cream into gold. It was a dairy and extension function. I'm glad to be here to carry on that tradition. I'm hoping that you will carry on the tradition of making that donation. I know that Kurt Kimmel has been waiting patiently from agmarket.net to talk about the marketplace. Hi, Kurt. Thank you for taking some time with me early today. What's happening in the markets?
Sure, Todd. It's one of these markets where we're starting to see just a lack of bullish news. Harvest activity starting to pick up. It's one of the most exciting times of the year as producers get in the field here and kind of see what they actually come out with. You know, speculated all year how big, how small, and so forth. Now we're actually seeing some yield results. This afternoon, harvest progress, we're expected to see about 13% of the crop out on corn versus 7% as a nation. Soybeans about 11% versus 3% last week. The forecast is somewhat favorable here for the upper Midwest. A lot of sun and breeze, but it's not going to be real warm as we go through the week. So I imagine we're pricing in some pretty aggressive harvest activities as we move through the week. Weather-wise, they continue to be watching the Gulf here as we have another hurricane, or the big hurricane coming up through the Gulf and through here. And where it lands in Florida or in the panhandle is yet to be seen as we go through the week. The significance of that is that Georgia, Alabama, not a lot of production in that area as a whole, but they could see some heavy rains and heavy winds. So they might be struggling here as we move into the weekend, first part of next week, to get that crop out. But the market's currently lower here as we trade through the noon hour on Monday. Just seeing this the lack of buying interest. We have lost early premium here as of last week. And so as we start to move through this weekend through here, we're going to start seeing these cash bids kind of back up here a little bit, as there's going to be plentiful supplies for sale here over the next few weeks.
By the way, make sure you dial that number now, 217-244-9455, or go to willgive.org. I told you, Kurt, that I'm in the field, and the crop here, the corn crop in Logan County, is really quite good. I'm wondering what you're hearing from folks that are maybe taking some in-rows off and getting started in central Illinois.
Yeah, it's highly variable still, still early. For example, in western Illinois, West Macomb, there some beans came out 3.1s. They were 61 bushel. That's fairly decent, but just on south of this guy, a guy took out some 2.8 beans, and they were about 80, 81 bushels. So, you know, highly variable. Over in that area, there's 225, 230 corn. He thought it'd be below 200 due to the weather this summer. So, some two pluses. Here locally, we're in this 225, 230 area. Nick here in our office, he helps his family farm up towards the Fairbury area. They're 220, 230, about 22% moisture. Their average is just a little over 210, so it's a little above average. But as you move on towards the Champaign area, hearing a little better in some of those dry regions. Earlier it was 150, now I'm hearing some 190s. And then, of course, you get in that a little north of that dry pocket there. They're starting to see some 210, 225s, but that's still down from 240 to 250. So it's still early. We're still hearing some twos for the most part. So there's some bushels out there. Need to get her dried down and get her in the bin. But you take Bloomington Normal and south, it's kind of slow going. Still kind of wet, but I have a feeling here, you know, weather cooperates. We'll see more activity pick up. Where it's really going to be slow is for guys who are a little too generous on the fungicide. There's still some pretty green crop out there where they doused the fungicide pretty good.
What are your expectations for the grain stocks report at the end of the week?
That's a great question. The commercial guys we kind of listen to is a little scared of it. They're kind of concerned about maybe we overestimated last year's production or underestimated the demand. They feel the stocks might not be there according to what the trade's looking at. Or better yet, what is left out there is not going to be real free stocks. Those stocks should have probably been moved at those higher prices. They were not. So we'll see where it comes in at, and that kind of give us a benchmark to go by. Traditionally here lately, those grain stocks numbers have been kind of on the positive side because we've not had the early harvest over the last few years to sort of take from the new crop harvest into old crop inventory. So we kind of feel it should be supportive. But the other things we need to continue to watch is we're starting to move from a supply-driven market. We're going to move into a demand-driven market, so it's going to be very important to see some of these end users come forward and gather some inventory here as we move into this fall.
Hey, just a reminder again, 217-244-9455 or willgive.org. Just give me a second. Hey, Bobby, that load's pretty big on your way in, just so you're aware. And make sure that you maybe come up with a pretty big number as you're thinking about what you might want to donate to the program here. Agricultural programming that comes to you from Illinois Public Media. Actually, whatever number you come up with is perfectly fine. Remember, you can call and just make that pledge, or you can do it by credit card, Discover, American Express, Visa, MasterCard, all of those things. But the important part is that you make the pledge and you do it right now at 217-244-9455. We're still on the line with Kurt Kimmel at agmarket.net out of Normal, Illinois. Kurt, you always have something for the livestock side, mostly on the consumers. What's the big thing for this week that they might want to consider?
Yeah, we're starting to see the month of pork come up here, October, and we're expecting some bigger numbers. In fact, the pork futures and cattle futures both have taken on the chin. The placement number on the fats there last week was a little higher than anticipated. But seasonally, we see a little drop in
price due to numbers coming in. It'll be an excellent time to go to the freezer in through here. We'd be kind of liking, as a consumer, if you're not a farmer or anything, to some ribeyes on sale, because as we move down the road, we feel we're going to see some tighter livestock numbers on the beef side as we move into next year. But the main thing is we've always promoted pork loins. Pork loins are back below $1 a pound here, but the big thing is bacon. Bacon at the wholesale level is below down here at $1.25 a pound, so I think you'll see some bacon sales, and there's nothing better than a good old cheeseburger with some bacon on it there, Todd.
Indeed. Hey, thank you very much, and thank you for all the work that you and the folks at AgMarket.net do for us here at Illinois Public Media.
Well, appreciate it. Thank you much. You have an excellent program, and you're one of the main information centers that somebody can listen to get a ton of information to work with, Todd.
That's Kurt Kimmel. He is with AgMarket.net. Again, 217-244-9455 is the number to dial right now, or go to willgive.org. Either way, make sure you put in the comments section or tell the person who answers the phone that you're calling or giving in support of the Ag programming. We're now joined by Chad Hart, Iowa State University Extension agronomist. He's located on campus there in Ames. Thank you for talking with me today. Anybody moving in your area, by the way, before we get started?
Yeah, we're seeing a little movement out there. You know, typically it's either one of these deals of we're taking out some of the best crop we got, but also some of the worst crop we've got. So I'm seeing a lot of, you know, well, I shouldn't say a lot, but seeing some action there, cleaning up. Especially if we're worried about stock quality moving into the fall.
Grain stocks report is due out on Friday morning at 11 a.m. from the United States Department of Agriculture. This is the final number for the last harvest. What do you think it'll look like?
Well, that's the deal. I'm interested to see, because when we look at the adjustments USDA has been making as we look at the demand side of the ledger and trying to figure out what's left over there, we have been seeing them pull back on some of that usage there. So that could indicate that, you know, there's still maybe a little bit to be had out there when we're looking in terms of stock levels. But, you know, right now the estimate stands at 1.525 on, you know, billion bushels for the corn number, you know, and they expect that to decline as we look forward over the course of the next year. But I have a lot of concern as we look at especially the export pace that we saw here over the last few months, whether we see that number pop up a little higher.
And then once that's in place, what are your expectations for the price of corn and soybeans going forward? And what worries do you have about the marketplace?
Well, I'd say the biggest concern I have right now, and that the market is wrestling with here, is that how quickly possibly is usage slipping now as we look forward here with basically general economic concerns worldwide, definitely the pressure of inflation, but we're also worried about, you know, how the dollar has been appreciating as people look to the dollar as that safe haven that you can sort of park your funds in to try to avoid the worst of the recession and inflationary pressures as we look out there. And so that, to me, is sort of the game. We have seen our prices slide, especially over the past week, concerning that loss of demand out there. And I think that's a big one to watch here. Which one decreases faster? The production side, as we know that we did have some production problems out here this year, versus do we see demand sliding just as fast, if not faster?
Okay, hang on a second. I'm actually in the grain cart and I'm headed down the road, so. Are you concerned about demand, livestock and or ethanol?
I am concerned about demand. I guess I would say I am more concerned about ethanol because that's the demand that can swing more quickly. We know, you know, especially the cattle numbers are down. That's sort of baked into these numbers. The big concern here to me would be the ethanol demand, because it can back off if we do see the U.S. consumer especially pull back in terms of consumer spending, and that definitely impacts gasoline and ethanol demand.
And finally, as we begin to wrap up our conversation here, what should farmers do about next year's input prices. I know that Gary Schnitke here on this campus has been talking to them quite a bit about trying to lock something in just to cover the cost of nitrogen. Are you in the same boat?
I am in the same boat. So Gary and I think a lot alike there. The idea is that any chance I can get to lock in these inputs, given the concerns we have looking forward, to me makes a lot of sense. We do know that, you know, thinking back to last year, we saw a significant strengthening in fertilizer prices through the fall going into the springtime. A lot of that driven by higher energy prices and concerns about the Ukrainian war. Well, now we're looking at the potential of that war continuing on here. We know energy prices still are quite volatile and still at relatively high levels and look to go higher as we go into the winter time. So I want to try to be in front of that curve and not behind it.
Anything for the livestock sector?
For the livestock sector, I think now's a good time to evaluate, okay, as we're looking at feed cost right now, we are at a relatively low period of time, you know, in terms of pricing right now. Now's a good time to, again, lock in some lower feed costs for fear that we could see those raise back higher again as we move into the springtime.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, I will put an end on that. Thank you. I need to go because I'm actually dumping on the run.
All right. Have a good one, sir.
You too. Chad Hart is with Iowa State University Extension in Ames and joined us here on the Closing Market Report for this 26th day of September. It is a Monday afternoon. I am in the field this afternoon, so bear with us just a little bit as I try to make sure that...
Todd's still broadcasting. If I'm not up there to get you, you can bring it back. If I got it dumped off, I'll come get you.
And that's my brother is talking about me as I'm working through this process here this afternoon. But here's the deal. At 217-244-9455, because we are in the very beginning of the fall fund drive here at Illinois Public Media. And what I'd like you to do is to go to willgive.org, willag.org, and become a sustainer. But I know that you'll probably just want to make a single donation. That's fantastic, too. You'll see some buttons there that you can click when you get there. And some levels. I like the $100 level. I really like the $120 level because it just makes sense to me. $240, $40, $640, whatever you can donate is fantastic. But do it right now. This is really simple and easy to do. Again, willgive.org, or if you prefer to make a phone call, 217-244-9455. We understand that as well. And we try to make it quick and painless. You can just tell us that you're going to send us a check, too, if you'd like. Don't worry about that. We are open to whatever you're willing to give in whatever form. So thank you much. We can also figure out how to do a grain donation if you'd like to do that. Again, 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL to make a donation, or go online at willgive.org. And I really appreciate the idea that you want to participate in our programming. I do. It makes a difference to me. I know it makes a difference to the station. And I kind of am hopeful that the programming makes enough of a difference to you that you'll reach in your back pocket right now. Don't wait. Don't wait until later in the week. Don't make me nervous, please. But do give. I really do think this is important. The programming that comes to you from the University of Illinois is unique across the Midwest. We try very, very hard to put together marketing programming that producers, farmers, landowners can put to use each and every day. I think we succeed. I hope you too. I hope you do too. When you fill out that willgive.org, put in support of ag in the comments section, or if you're making the phone call at 217-244-9455, let them know you're calling in support of agriculture, and thank you. We're now joined by Mark Russo. He is at Everstream Analytics. Hi, Mark. Thank you very much for joining us. Harvest is going well in Logan County. That's where I am today in Illinois. I'm wondering whether for the whole of the Midwest, if that's the case or not.
Well, Todd, yeah, the upcoming pattern here continues to be highly beneficial for harvest activity. and dry down for corn and soybeans, just well below normal precip over the next few weeks. And after a few days of cooler than normal weather, temperatures look to return to warmer than normal levels over the upcoming weekend and through all of next week here. So all in all, highly, highly favorable.
How about in the Southwest for the wheat sowing season?
Yeah, for Plains hard red winter wheat belt, they're also in a drier than normal pattern, with temperatures also climbing to warmer than normal levels by week's end, continuing through next week. And there's just no sign of any widespread or significant rain. So yeah, more rain is needed. The dryness or ongoing dryness for the Plains hard red is something to keep an eye on and increasing concern without any major rain.
I was all but empty, but I was still running when I shut it off.
Anything else that we ought to be concerned about going forward into the month of September for the United States?
Hey, Todd, just for another round here, and that'll get enough for Bobby. We'll just stay down here.
Well, in the short term here we are watching Hurricane Ian, which is going to be impacting the southeast, namely Florida and some of the southeast ag belt in southern Georgia and the Carolinas over the next several days. So any unharvested crops there will be impacted by the heavy rainfall and very strong winds and storm surge associated with the storm.
Turn your attention to South America. They're in the beginning of the planting season there. What are conditions like?
Well, in Brazil, the start of the new planting season is really good. Soil moisture is in the process of improving as we kick off the rainy season. No sign of any extended dryness across the primary summer crop growing areas at this time, looking out through the first half of October. The main area to watch with dryness concerns is Argentina, and they've had ongoing dryness for quite some time. And this winter kind of followed suit, and now that continues into their spring planting season. There's just no sign for the next few weeks of any major boost in soil moisture. So likely, you know, some planting of corn will be delayed, and concerns about overall low soil moisture reserves going into this new upcoming season.
Anything that we should know about in other parts of the world?
Yeah, we are seeing continued dryness in southern China, the Yangtze River Basin. So that's been an ongoing issue. Looks to continue here for winter crops going into October. And then also in India, we're seeing a slower retreat of the monsoon, especially across the northern areas. So for the heart of their soybean belt in India, rainfall going into early October will be above normal, and that does increase concern for some quality issues and potential harvest delays of their soybean crop.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Todd.
That is Mark Russo. He's with Everstream Analytics. Joined us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. It came to you from Illinois Public Media. It is public radio for the farming world. Don't forget that we're in the midst of our fall fun drive. If you have not dialed yet, willgive.org or 217-244-9455. And thank you for your contributions. Be sure that you stay safe out there on the farm during this harvest season. And if you happen to be traveling the back roads, be careful. Those vehicles, those are really big. They move very slow. And it's really easy to come up on them from behind.